This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We've talked a lot on the program, especially since the recession, about how this economy is changing. Jobs and skills, trade, immigration, whole bunches of stuff. Here's one more thing. More about us as people in this economy than about the economy itself. Turns out, for a bunch of not all that well understood reasons, we're moving a whole lot less than we used to. Moving as in picking up and finding a new place to live. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has more on an American economic mystery.
For hundreds of years, Americans have moved for work. The Gold Rush, the Great Migration, the pioneers, the colonists.
And that was one of the ways you could get ahead in this country is moving to a part of the country that offered higher wages.
This is Daniel Shoag, who teaches at Harvard's Kennedy School. We still move for work or to find work.
The quality and the quantity of opportunities that became open to us simply by being in this region improved measurably.
Robin Schuster moved with her family a few years ago from San Diego, which she loved, by the way, to Chicago. She and her husband figured they'd have better chances of finding jobs in their fields, tech and higher education, and they were right.
The opportunity, the lower cost of living, everything improved. We would do it again in a heartbeat.
They might, but trouble is, a lot of us don't seem to be moving around as much as we used to.
Americans are much less mobile geographically than they were in the past.
Samuel Schulhofer-Wohl is a senior economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago.
In the early 1990s, about 3% of Americans moved between states every year. Now it's down to about 1.5%.
He argues we don't move around as much because, despite Robin's experience, sometimes there's not as much in it for us as there once was.
The benefits of moving have gotten smaller relative to what they were in the past. If you look across the country at the differences in the types of jobs that are available and in what you could get paid for doing a given job, those differences have gone down over time.
Shoag at Harvard says even if you can make more in New York, that doesn't mean you can afford to live there.
The places that offer higher incomes have gotten really expensive. Those gaps in housing prices have gotten a lot larger relative to the gains in income than they used to be.
Regulations, zoning rules, housing shortages have driven up rents in many high-growth areas. And you can guess who that hurts the most. Hint, it's not rich people.
People with a college education are still moving to the higher income parts of the country, and people without are moving away. And, you know, that's something that can increase inequality, limits opportunity.
But this decline in people moving geographically may be just the tip of the iceberg. It could be part of something much, much bigger.
It's just not as easy to change jobs or employment situations as it used to be.
Abigail Wozniak is associate professor of economics at Notre Dame. She says, forget about changing jobs by moving. We just don't change jobs as much as we used to. For everything you hear about the gig economy, what Wozniak calls labor fluidity has declined 10 to 15% since the late 70s. She argues that's why geographic mobility is down.
Think of all the people you know. They took a job and they said, I'm going to do this for 2-3 years and then I'm going to change. And it's 5 or 10 years later, you know, or they left the labor force and they said, I'm going to come back in a couple years, and then they don't.
That right there worries economists.
A major source of wage growth is changing employers, moving between employment situations.
Why, though? Why we aren't changing jobs as much as we used to? That's a big mystery.
I wish I had a single clear answer to that.
It's not, she says, that we are all drastically happier with our jobs than we used to be. And she's looked at inequality, demographic change, labor market tightness, changes in compensation. Nothing seems to explain it. But Wozniak and her colleagues have noticed one thing that has declined along with labor fluidity and moving for a new job.
There's been a very pronounced decline in measures of social trust in the U.S. since the 1970s.
If you ask people if they think strangers are trustworthy, fewer people think so today than did 30 or 40 years ago. Maybe we just don't trust one another enough to hire new people or apply to work in new places as often. This is just a thought. When there are no clear answers, economists get really creative. But the bottom line is we really don't know why we aren't moving around and changing jobs as often as we used to. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.